sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Chanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel, and his whole family. Shalom Bracha Batzal Chama Seyedehem. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Ben Lo Shri of the Tzaddik of Ranana, page Tav Pei Hei, Lahavin Avikuach Shaya Ben Yaakov LeRachel. And we want to understand the argument that Rachel says she saw she didn't have children, she was very distraught. She said, Havali Bani, Mimain Mesanochi, give me children, if not I'm going to die. And Yaakov got upset. He said, it's not me, it's Hashem. So we want to understand what this whole argument is about. Writes the tzaddik, and he says that those who spread his Torah are, he'll daven for them, so there should be a schus for all of us, learning the Torah of the Rav, that he should be up in Shemayim, being our defense attorneys, helping us out, guarding us from all harm, and bringing us good things, and it's Hashem, asking Hashem runs the world, but we need to pray for him, and we need others to pray for us, to pray to him. So, Tzarech lahavin masha diktika ki lo yolda liYaakov. The pasuk says she didn't give birth for Yaakov. Elamitzri chaleilet. Who she's supposed to give birth for? The pasuk says she didn't give birth for Yaakov. Who else is there? It's her husband. Dine amarazal. The rabbis tell us shekach hayu atanaim gedol kach hayu atanaim gedola leya legadol esav. Ketana, Rachel, Lakatan, Yaakov. These were the conditions. People thought, and people said, that the big one is going to go to the big one, meaning Leah, the older one, is going to go to the older son, Esav. And Rachel, the younger one, is going to go to the younger son, Jacob. V'inei k'shamasa Rachel asimana malea v'garmashi asena Yaakov chashash n'shamayim eskimu lezeh. When Rachel gave the simanim to Leah, and she caused that Yaakov should marry Leah, right? She gave her the secret signs to be sure that it's really Rachel. And now Leah gives over, the Rachel gives the signs to Leah, and this way Yaakov thought that Leah was Rachel. Yaakov, she sent a Yaakov, chashvash min ha-shamayim eskimu lezeh. So she thought that min ha-shamayim, this is what they want, shelo tizkeh b'Yaakov, hiti nasi le'esav. That Rachel wasn't going to get Yaakov, she's going to end up with Esav. V'alkein ein chazocha lebanim Yaakov degorala le'elid me'esav. And therefore she's not going to merit the children from Jacob, because her lot is to give birth from Esav. V'zeh shediktika lo yalda le'Yaakov hainu shebe'emes hibas banim avalo le'Yaakov. And that's the diktuk in the pasuk. That's what the pasuk is careful to say. She didn't give birth to Yaakov. In other words, she could give birth, but not to Yaakov. B'chein b'piyu ta'admon kavat shelo cholach hefetz lekachto lo v'nizbala. And this is a Rashi in Perek Pasuk Chav Beis, Perek Lamed. Rashi says, "Vayiskol kimas Rachel zochel shemasu semanel achosa." He remembered for her that she gave her signs to her sister, to Leah. V'shaisa meitzira shel talah begorel shel Esav, and she was troubled lest she fall into Esav's lot. Shem yigasheni Yaakov l'fishein labanim. Maybe Yaakov's going to divorce her because she had no children. V'af Esav harasha. Esav also got that idea when he heard that she had no children. Vehu she yisera apayit, and that's what the Paitan said, the person who wrote the poems into the poem of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, entitled Evin Chug. Ha'admon kavat shelo cholat savla kachta lovin is bala. When the ruddy one, the red one, the gingy, Esav, saw that she hadn't experienced birth pangs, Rachel, he wished to take her for himself, and she was terrified. So that's what the tzaddik is talking about over here, where he says, v'chein v'piyut admon kavat shelo cholat. She was very afraid that Esav was going to take her. So maybe she's a bas banim, just not for Yaakov. She's not destined to have children with Yaakov, but she's destined to have children with Esav, and that was the last thing she wanted. Esav v'atzmo karas hatzmo meis, enu chay olech lamus, shekol anashim shagazlam b'hargum kol le'adam shalam orvu l'nafsho, v'amu razal, shenemur ha'yarot zel hargul l'fi shagazlam enu b'gdei hachamudos. So Esav's calling himself dead because he's stealing from so many people and he's killing so many people that they want to get back at him. They want to take vengeance for the blood of their relatives. And Chazal say that Nimrod wanted to kill Esav because he stole from Nimrod his fancy clothing. If she marries a dead man, because he's like, you know, today we say, oh, he's a dead man, right? He's still alive, but you know, he messed with the mafia or something, so you say he's a dead man. So about Esav also, we're saying Esav is a dead man. Esav is a dead man, so Rachel's married to him. She's also called a dead lady. V'zeshamran is what it says in the pasuk. V'imayin, and if not, if I don't have children, you don't give me children. Shalei abanim, I'm not going to have children. Alkein nerushi hizivug Esav, and therefore it turns out that I'm supposed to marry Esav. Imkein mesa nochi. Therefore, I'm dead because I'm marrying the dead guy and Anochel Amechlamus guy. However, Yaakov Avinu knew that Be'emes, she's his zivug, and Menias Leidasa Lefishein Leleleleleid Kim Ben Echad Vim Teleid Ben Sheni Tuchachlamus. He knew that she can only give birth to one child. If she gives birth to a second child, she's dead, like we see in the Likutei Torah in the Arizal and Parshas Vayishlach. He wanted to push it off because he didn't want her to die so quickly. Yakar is that it's difficult. It's difficult in the eyes of Hashem when his chassidim die. He didn't want to see Rachel die. And therefore, he was angry. He got angry at Rachel. And he said is it me who's denying you children? No, it's Hashem. So what are you doing? So the tzaddik explains that she's making the chesed of Hashem, that she's not giving birth, which is in essence delaying her demise, and she's turning that chesed, that kindness, into midas hadin. And that's what he said to her, atachas elokim anochi, am I instead of Hashem? Es hanochi Hashem shumidas hachesed. Hat choshevet elokim lemidas hadin. That's what it means. Hatachas elokim anochi. Instead of elokim, anochi. Meaning that instead of the anochi, you're making elokim. You're making elokim. You're making midas hadin. Elokim is strict judgment. Anochi as anochi havaya. That's Shem Hashem is chesed. So you're turning Hashem's chesed into elokim. And to meet us at din, but it's really a good thing you're not giving birth in the meantime. Alkein totzi maskanus kozvos to Yaakov encha yoledes el Esav, and therefore she was coming to false conclusions that she's not going to give birth for Yaakov, but she's going to give birth for Esav. Lo, v'lo, asher mana mimech pri baten. So Yaakov says to her, "You're making a big mistake. Hashem stopped from you." The reason you're not giving birth is mimech. It's from you. It's that you should live a longer time. And this is a chesed for you. And therefore, I'm Raim Cain. So she said, if that's the case, so therefore, you know what? Take Bila. Let her give birth before me. Nasna lois zilpa. Venus Galgil Inyan Hadudoim Shaidezegam Leya Yolda Old Base Banim Umitokach Ericha Rachochaimach Yolda Es Yosef Ubin Yamin. And therefore it turns out that Leah, she gave Bila, Leah gave Zilpa, the whole story with Dudaim. So now Leah has two more children. And in the meantime, this whole postponed Rachel's giving birth. And then ultimately Rachel gave birth to Yosef, and then she died after she gave birth to Binyamin. So that's an explanation of this vikuach, of this argument between Yaakov and Rachel. It says in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Dalid, Vatitein lo as Bila shifchasa, and she gave him her maidservant Bilha for a wife. Vayavo eleha Yaakov, and Yaakov had relations with Bilha. So one sefer was medakdek, maybe it's Bedudoy Ruvain. Is medakdek lama hutzricha Rachel avakish es Yaakov shisis Bilha kaomra bo eleha. V'leah bovluk shaklal ela vaticha zilpa shivchasa vatitein osa liyakov. So when it comes to Rachel, what did Rachel say in the previous pasuk? She said vatomeni amasi bila boila, have relations with her. Vatelet al berkai bin rabbeinachem imenos, that I too will be built from her. That's when it comes to bila, and Rachel giving her bila. However, when Leah stopped giving birth, when Leah saw that she stopped bearing children, she took her maidservant Zilpa and she gave her to Yaakov for a wife. And here it doesn't say that she gives Yaakov advice on how exactly to create new children. So why is Rachel telling Yaakov, you know, getting into the nitty-gritty details, and Leah did not? So maybe we can say as follows. So the reason for this was Bilha and Zilpa only had one tent, like we see in the Pasuk Lamed Gimel and Perek Lamed Aleph, Ba'ol Yaakov, Uba'ol Leah, Uba'ol Shtei HaShifachos, in the tent of Yaakov, in the tent of Leah, and in the tent of the two maidservants. You see that Bilha and Zilpa had the same, they were living in the same house. V'nei Rachel biksha sheYaakov yelech lo'ol Bilha. Rachel wanted Yaakov to go to the tent of Bilha. V'sham ha'isa Zilpa dayin penuya. But there Zilpa was still an available girl. V'hukshal zeli Yaakov mitam tzara shel Zilpa. But Yaakov was worried about Zilpa's tzar. De'ein isha miskanes ela b'yerech chaverta. Like it says in Megillah on page 13a, that women, maybe you've never heard this before, but tend to be jealous of each other. That when a boy loves one girl more than another, this can make the girl who isn't loved jealous. I happen to know a case of a guy once calls up a girl to speak to her, you know, the girl he's going out with, and her roommate picks up the phone. And he gets friendly with the roommate on the phone. And that was it. That was the end of his relationship with the girl. And I think he started going out with the roommate. So that was that. Anyway, decades have passed. I'm saying decades. And the woman is already, in her 50s. 40s, 50s. And she's still upset at her roommate for stealing her guy. So we're human beings, not being critical. So Yaakov was concerned that Zilpa is going to be jealous of Bilha, that Yaakov is with Bilha, not with Zilpa. So, but afterwards, when Leah gave him Zilpa, l'haya kvar b'zeh shum koshi kamuvan. The Bilha Hayala Tor Ona Shalah Kaleva Rachel Vlayam Zishum Tsar Valkain Lo Leya Lahutzrucha Lavakish Mimenu. So when it came to being with Bilha, Zilpah's still a single girl, so Rachel has to give Yaakov a push and say, Baila, you have to have relations with Bilha. I, Zilpah's gonna be jealous that you're giving your love and attention to Bilha, not to Zilpah. Still, that's what I want you to do. That's the right thing to do. And she can work on her midah of kina. So she had to go be explicit about it. But when it came to Zilpa, Zilpa was different, because now Yaakov already is with Bilha, and now he's with Zilpa, and Leah doesn't have to give him a push, because everybody has their turn. Rachel has her turn, Leah has her turn, Bilha has her turn, and Zilpa has her turn. Everybody has their turn. So even though sometimes there's still jealousy, but as we see between Leah and Rachel. But here, there's less of a chash. Yaakov isn't going to feel as bad that he's being with Zilpah, because Bilhah's not going to be as jealous, because she also gets Yaakov. She knows that Yaakov loves her too, so there won't be jealousy. So that's why Rachel had to give Yaakov a push uboila, and Leah did not. One more small piece. Perek Lamed Pasuk Tes. Vatikach et Zilpah Shifchas v'titen also liYaakov. She took, meaning Leah took Zilpah, her maidservant, and gave her to Yaakov l'el. Earlier on in Pasuk Beis, Baruchel, about Rachel, k'siv v'titen lo as Bilhah. She gave him Bilhah. V'lo amar vatikach, and it didn't say she took. So why by Leah does it say that she took Zilpah and gave her to Yaakov, whereas by Rachel it doesn't say she took Bilhah and gave her to Yaakov? It just says she gave her to Yaakov, but by Leah it says she took Zilpah and gave her to Yaakov. So why is it Zilpah taken and Bilhah is not taken? Shlomer, maybe we can explain this based on Rashi. Rashi, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud. Why it doesn't say Bezilpah v'tahar? Why doesn't it say she got pregnant? Rashi says because she was so young, so the pregnancy wasn't recognizable in her. V'herayin lo nikar, but people didn't think she was pregnant. So too, Kamokan Yishlomar Shaysa Mispayeshus Linasa Liyakov. So she's a young, she's very young, I don't know what age, but young. And she's embarrassed to marry Yaakov. Yaakov is almost 90 years old. This is a big gap in years. So therefore, since there's such a big gap in years, Leia Lakachta Leia B'dvarim Tovim. Lakach means to take with words sometimes, right? To convince. Leia had to convince her. Tell her, Ashrayach Shetidbiki B'tzadik Zeh, fortunate are you that you get to cling to this tzadik. Like Rashi says in the Pasuk of Atikach Sarah's Hagar, that it's B'dvarim. So that's the lesson here. Possibly, fortunate are you that you're going to cling to this tzadik. She had to take her with words. And there are a lot more Torahs in this parasha. Maybe we'll learn more, if not, hopefully next year. And we should be Zoche. Little more do the lame, lishma, velas, lakaim, skolarei, salmatara, subi, ahava, main, be, main, shalom.